I was reading earlier this week of an international study which reports that the number of newborn babies dying from neonatal sepsis is rising as the antibiotics used to treat them are not working effectively. And this is a finding which was released by the Global Antibiotic Research and Development Partnership and Partners. And we're joined now via Zoom by Sally Ellis, who is project leader of the Children's Antibiotics Program at the Global Antibiotic, etc. Sally, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Antibiotic resistance is something we've known about for quite a long time and something that the medical world has been properly worried about for a very long time. Is it relatively new that it's starting to impact the treatment of neonatal sepsis?
I don't think it's new. It's increasing. I mean, we've known for a while that antibiotic resistance is increasing, but I think it's the level that we're seeing. And to some of the antibiotics that have been used routinely in the past to treat infections and that are recommended by the World Health Organization, for example, in some settings they can't be used anymore. And that was one of the findings that we found from the study, that increasingly clinicians that are not able to use the current the recommended treatment options due to resistance to those antibiotics.
Any child that dies of neonatal sepsis because it is resistant to an antibiotic which historically has saved such children is one child too many. But give us some sense of the scale of the problem as it exists at the moment.
So for example, there was a recent study that was reported earlier this year that in 2019 there were 140,000 babies globally that died due to antibiotic resistance. That's an estimate. The data is not that good, particularly in some settings in sub-Saharan Africa. I mean, the South Africa, the data is quite good, but in some other countries, it's much more difficult. So the team had to make some assumptions for that sort of calculation. But for example, it's not just the babies die that directly due to antibiotics. There's also babies that get infections because they have other conditions, if they were born prematurely or if they had a difficult birth for whatever reason, then those babies may be more likely to get an infection, and that an infection could contribute to that death together with the reason. So there you kind of increase the numbers to closer to 400,000. Which again,
so, I mean, bottom line is, yeah, tens of thousands of children are dying because they are resistant to an antibiotic, and because there has been a development in antibiotic resistance. So if you want to save those tens of thousands of children that are dying, what do? You need a new generation of antibiotics, or how does one go about dealing with this situation?
I think there's two ways, and I mean that's one of the things that GARPI is working with partners, including partners in South Africa, to do. One is to either make best use of the antibiotics that we already have. So in some cases, there may be existing antibiotics that have already been used to treat other infections, and see if those can be used to treat neonatal sepsis. Maybe either alone or in combination with other antibiotics. The other possibility is also what we're working at, is actually really to develop new antibiotics. One of the challenges with the new antibiotics is very often they're developed, and all of the clinical trials are done, rightly so, in adults first, but then it takes a long time for the necessary trials that need to be done in order to establish the correct dose that needs to be used in children, and particularly in babies, to make sure. And that takes a long time. That can take 9 to 10 years in some cases, and that's one of the things that we want to try and speed up as well. so that it doesn't take that length of time to be able to get the information that's needed to the clinicians to allow them to use some of the newer antibiotics to treat the babies with a really nasty multi-drug resistant infections.
And I mean, obviously, one of the things one wants is fewer babies to develop neonatal sepsis. And babies' immune systems are extremely vulnerable because they are so underdeveloped. So is there a sense that better hygiene practices where children are born and whatever else is reducing the number of children who develop neonatal sepsis?
I mean, I think that's also extremely important, and there's absolutely no point in developing new antibiotics or improved treatments if we can't also address some of the underlying problems around infection prevention and control. And increasingly, I mean, particularly in many settings in sub-Saharan Africa, with the increasing urbanisation, there are more babies that are being born in hospital. So it's equally important to make sure that you've got the hospital resources, whether it be staff or space or both, to allow the infection prevention and control. You've got enough nurses, you've got enough space to be able to treat the babies and do the infection prevention control. And I don't know if there's any positive things that have come out of COVID, but one thing that COVID has raised an awareness of is infection prevention control and the necessity of that with infections. And I think particularly in the broader public, that's one hope that I have that will come out of this, that people will be more aware of some of the things, whether it be hand washing, masks, and wearing masks, and the importance of that, because it's just as important within babies as well.
Dr. Sally Ellis, thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon.